Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history. And welcome to another sports break as we will talk about some great history, this time about the date of May 3rd and some of the great athletes and events that occurred and pertain to May 3rd in history. But before we do, let's make sure you are aware of our daily newsletter. Comes out each and every morning about 6:30 a.m. Eastern. It's really easy to sign up for, totally free. You can go to the show notes of this podcast or go to the top of pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com and sign up for that email newsletter. You'll get some great sports history each and every morning, some podcasts, and a little touch into the Sports History Network as well. It's a great feeling, and I think you'll really enjoy it. And like I said, it's delivered right into your email inbox, almost like getting that sports page like you did in yesteryear when newspapers were getting delivered every morning. Some people still do, but not all of us. And another little addition to your sports entertainment of the day. Now, let's get into our story of May 4th and some of the great history that's occurred in it. And we're going to start off over on the football side today, because in May 3rd, we have some great Hall of Fame birthdays we'd like to talk about. One of them is a man by the name of Bobby Davis, who was born on May 3rd, 1927 in Columbus, Georgia, and he was a Georgia Tech tackle from 1944 to 1947. Now, the National Football Foundation has a great bio for him. They said he was 6'4", 220 pounds as a freshman, and he stepped in right into the varsity lineup as he combined great foot speed with unusual strength to reach ball carriers. Now, you might say, how could a freshman start in college football back in 1944? Well, remember, we had World War II going on. There was an exception to the freshmen playing varsity sports in those war years, and Bobby Davis happened to take advantage of that, and he played 4 years of varsity football for the Ramblin' Wreck. He ended up being an All-Southeastern Conference honors in each of his final three seasons, and was an All-American as a senior. Now, he was inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1978 and ended up going on and playing some pro ball with the Boston Yanks before entering into the Army and serving his country. And we thank him and for all veterans who have gone to and served either overseas or at home to keep us free, and we greatly appreciate that. Now, we have more Hall of Famers from the football realm. How about May 3rd, 1941, in Mount Holly, New Jersey, Penn State's brilliant end from 1960 to 1962, Dave Robinson, arrived in this world. Now, Robinson was an All-American in 1962, and he was elected to the Gator Bowl Hall of Fame. In 1962, the Newark Athletic Club named Robinson the College Football Player of the Year, and Philadelphia Sports Writers Association named him the College Lineman of the Year, as the Nittany Lions had a 24-8 record in his 3 years there, and he won two Lambert trophies as the best team in the East. Now, he ended up going into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1997, and he ended up going into the pros with the Green Bay Packers on Vince Lombardi's great teams, where they had three straight National Football League championship squads from 1965 to 1967 that he was a part of. Now, the Pro Football Hall of Fame says he intercepted 27 passes for 449 yards and scored one pick six. And he ended up going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2013. Then that is some great Hall of Famers. But we have some Hall of Fame players that have birthdays in other sports as well. How about Red Ruffing, who was born May 3rd, 1905, in Granville, Illinois, baseball Hall of Fame pitcher who played for the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, and the Chicago White Sox. Ruffing is most remembered for his time with the highly successful Yankees teams just before World War II, 1930s-1940s era, and Red was a member of six World Series championship teams with the Yankees, and he also appeared in six Major League Baseball All-Star games and was inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1967. The Yankees, as a matter of fact, dedicated a plaque to Ruffing in Monument Park in 2004. Epa Rixey was born May 3, 1891, and Culpepper, and he was Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher. And after graduating in 1912 with a degree in chemistry from the University of Virginia, Epa found his way to the big leagues of baseball. The left-hander was brought up to the Philadelphia Phillies in 1912 without ever having spent any time in the minor leagues. Rixey played 21 seasons for the Phillies and then later the Cincinnati Reds and made MLB from 1912 to 1933, and the Southpaw won 20 or more games in season three different times during his career, including a league-leading 25 in 1922 and posted eight consecutive winning seasons. Now, that is some great baseball history and, some of Hall of Famers, being born on this day. But how about some sports history and baseball history for the day? Well, in 1936 on the 3rd of May, a big event in New York Yankee history occurred as number 9 Joe DiMaggio made his debut in the big leagues. It was the inaugural game for Jumpin' Joe as he had three hits in a game, and what a way to make an entrance. In 1937, DiMaggio's uniform would read number 5 for the balance of his career, but he wore number 9 that first season. On May 3rd, 1951, speaking about the New York Yankee rookies making a splash, well, how about number 12, Gil McDougald? McDougald tied a major league record with 6 RBIs in one inning and ended up winning the Rookie of the Year award for the 1951 season. And you liked rookies? Well, how about some veteran news? May 3rd, 1961, veteran Milwaukee Braves pitcher Warren Spahn, wearing number 21, pitched a two-hitter after pitching a no-hitter. Performances like this one earned Spahn the Cy Young Award and Most Valuable Player accolades for the year, as the Braves defeated the Dodgers on this day by the score of 4-1. And we'd like to cover some other baseball history as well. And we'd love to go back all the way in time and go to thisdayinbaseball.com, as they have some great events that are inspiring and really interesting to look at. That's thisdayinbaseball.com. And you can go to their daily pages. We have a link to it on jerseydispatch.com for this May 3rd. And we want to maybe grab a couple of those and just tell you and show off a little bit what they do here. On May 3rd, 1927, it was the first matchup of pitching brothers in Major League history. Jesse Barnes defeated his brother Virgil Barnes in the Brooklyn Robins 7-6 victory over the New York Giants. Now that's something. And how about 1938 on the 3rd of May? Lefty Grove of the Boston Red Sox defeated the Detroit Tigers 4-3, marking the start of a personal 20-game winning streak at home in the confines. That's thisdayinbaseball.com for May 3rd, and we'd love to go in there and take a look at what they have to do. Another site we like to go in the realm of baseball is 80sbaseball.com. Our friend Jay Daniel runs that site, and he shares something with us each and every day from the baseball realm of the era of 1980s. And he has a big day that he likes to talk about on May 3rd, 1980, as the Oakland A's steal home in consecutive innings against the Detroit Tigers, including a triple steal in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's more in 80sbaseball.com for May 3rd. Just go and to our website, jerseydispatch.com, and follow the links. It'll take you right to that May 3rd edition of This Day in Baseball. Now, we also like to travel around through some of the other sports in the Hall of Fame moments. How about hockey moments? The website, hockeywriterswebsite.com, hockeywriters.com, shares this, that on May 3rd, 1968, Ron Schock, wearing number 8 on his sweater, scored in double overtime to lead the St. Louis Blues past the Minnesota North Stars 2-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup semifinals to advance to take on the mighty Montreal Canadiens in the championship series. But wait, there's more from the ice. NHL.com's website has some great events from May 3rd, and they share with us May 3rd, 1973, that Henri Richard, wearing the sweater number 16 for Montreal, set an NHL record for the most career games played in the Stanley Cup playoffs when he stepped onto the ice for the Canadiens in Game 3 of the final at Chicago Stadium. And how about some 2004 news from the 3rd of May? Calgary Flames star number 23, Martin Galinas, became the first player in NHL history to end three playoff series with overtime goals. That's quite a streak. Hard to ever break that one. And some very interesting news there for sure. And now we travel over to the basketball realm. And NBA.com has some great moments in basketball history for May 3rd. On May 3rd, 1974, Pistol Pete Maravich, wearing number 44, was obtained by the expansion New Orleans Jazz from Atlanta in exchange for first-round draft picks in 1974-1975. Second-round picks in 75 and 76, and the Jazz's second and third selections in the expansion draft. All that for one man? Well, this was Pistol Pete, and he could shoot the lights out in any game at any moment. May 3rd, 1987, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 102-89 in the deciding Game 5 of their Eastern Conference first-round series, the last game of number 6 Julius Erving's illustrious 16-year professional basketball career in the NBA, but it all started in the ABA. Dr. J led the Sixers that day with 24 points. Way to go out on your swan song from the NBA. But wait, we're not done, because we have some great football history to talk about. Some football history headlines, just a couple of them we'll touch from pigskindispatch.com. On May 3rd, 1910, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States is renamed to the National College Athletic Association, or the acronym NCAA, according to the U.S. Library of Congress. The organization was founded on March 31st, 1906, as a football reform was called for by many, by President Theodore Roosevelt, and initially named the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States, IAAUS. NCAA is a lot easier to say, so thank goodness they changed that one. And there was a great event in 1979 on this day, May 3rd. It was the NFL Draft, and Tom Consonneau from Ohio State was the first pick by the Buffalo Bills, and he ended up being a pretty decent player. But there were some Hall of Fame players that day. Dan Hampton, defensive end from Arkansas, was taken as the fourth pick by the Chicago Bears. San Diego Chargers selection at number 13 of tight end Kellen Winslow Sr., and a steal of draft at the overall selection of number 82 by the San Francisco 49ers of Notre Dame quarterback Joe Montana, according to the Pro Football Reference. And that's some great items that we have from the football realm, baseball, hockey, basketball, covering the big four in North American sports, and some jersey numbers to boot. And we are sure glad you were able to join us for this great moments in sports history for May 3rd and on your sports break on NewJerseyDispatch.com. We hope you'll join us next time as we talk about some more great sports history on a daily basis. And until next time, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.